Look at that. Jones to serve for the game and the match. Jones digs it out. Morales sets it up for Egan. Egan slams it home, and that's going to do it. Sterling wins game two, 25-20, and defeat Moorestown in straight games, 2-0.
Hello, this is Jared Morales and Aaron Green, and you're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We got the chance to sit down with Sterling's boys varsity volleyball coach, Mr. Dan Stewart. Last year, the team had an outstanding season. We gave him the chance to give us a quick recap on the team's last year's performance.
It was a pretty good year last year. We won our fourth straight division championship, made it to the South Jersey Finals, and performed well in them. So I thought it went well. We would have liked to have won it all, but I thought for how the year went, it was pretty good.
Last year, the varsity team's playoff run ended sadly at Southern in the South Jersey Final. Coach Stu believes this year
that with hard work and dedication, we can make it deep into the playoffs and that we can compete with the elite of New Jersey.
The team looks for other replacements with the loss of three-year starter Eric Egan.
Well, that's not easy, but we've got a bunch of guys who are playing better this year. Specifically, Tony Federo is performing much better than he has in the past. So with his extra kills and John Grzyski's kills, we should be able to get as many as we had with Eric last year.
Hoping not only to do well, but to do even better than last year, the team has
implemented a jumping program this year so that the guys can jump a little better than they've been jumping. Some of the guys, like Jared Morales, doesn't jump very high, so we're trying to help him and some of the other guys get up above that net.
Being an older team this year, there are many upperclassmen that should step up and be leaders for those coming up.
We got a pretty good group of seniors and juniors. I'm hoping for this. We got this little guy, Jared Morales, who's our setter. I'm hoping that he can step up and be a good example, work hard. John Krasinski, my junior, is a great example to the younger guys.
As well as being an older team, Coach Stewart needs to look at those who may or may not have been a big role to step up and perform well.
I have a couple. Dylan Schroeder, who could be my libero this year. I think he's going to be really good. And Chance Houck. Could be a really important guy this year for the varsity team.
Last year may have not ended how they wanted to, so this year?
I expect to win our division again, and I expect to make a long run into the playoffs, hopefully making it to the South Jersey Finals again.
With the season coming up very fast, we talked about their biggest competition this year that may or may not stop them from achieving their goal.
It sounds like Kingsway is going to be our biggest threat this year. They got a couple guys that play club volleyball like we do, and they got a lot of athletes on that team. So Kingsway will be the big games for us.
We wish you the best of luck to the boys in the upcoming season and hope they come out with the title for a fifth year in a row. This has been Jared Morales and Aaron Green in our boys volleyball preview, Mr. Dan Stewart, and you're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.